Yeah, they sent it all to the attorneys again.
Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the...
Texting master.
Texting. Wasn't that like a horror flick?
Text.
What?
Text.
Wasn't that like a horror flick? Texting master.
No, not at all.
The figures from within attack. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Hey, man, I'm doing really good right now, but you got to ramble me on for a second. I got to finish my email. It's super important.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. .com. Make sure you visit all of our online apparel and accessories from all the big major manufacturers. Borla Exhaust, I mean Steedo Autosports, Watson Racing, all of the big guys are right there. American Racing Wheels, how about Nitto Tires, everything's out there for sale, and we give it to you at a much reduced rate, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's MS Outlaw Boutique. The moose is loose down in Abaco with great Christmas sales going on right now for the finest in Outlaw Boutique fashion and apparels. It is Miss Outlaw Boutique. And Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event this month, January 21st, will be when it takes place this month. Good morning, Bub. Where are we today?
Dude, I have so much glue under my fingernails right now, it's really annoying.
You do?
Have you ever had that feeling where it's not like glue that it's glued on, it's not glued hard? It's like the glue residue where it's like kind of gummy balls everywhere.
It's called like contact cement glue.
Listen, okay? There we go with them gummy balls already.
Balls.
So it's under my nail, but it's just enough that I feel like the tension, the resistance of it, because it's like a gummy ball between my nail and my skin itself.
Yep.
So as I'm like moving my finger, it's like it sticks, but then like unsticks.
Boing, boing.
Sort of,
boing.
But it feels really funny, but it's not like hardened up. Glue, you know, so it's not like it's just glued together. It's just like a tacky residue type deal where.
Hello?
There we go. They wanted to hear what we were saying.
Holy smokes.
we're right in there.
I don't understand what's going on.
So
over there
I'll tell you what, man. We are actually in the main facility right now. This is our main build facility here at BEM. We are in our tire mounting and balancing corner of the facility. Just behind the camera is the Woodwood Fab facility where we do all of our sheet metal fabrication.
I'll be speaking to those guys today, man.
So we do a lot of crazy things back there, building brackets, building boxes, building fender wells, building chassis work, building tubing, bending, I mean, mandrel bending, everything you can imagine literally behind camera. All so maybe there. We'll do some stuff. But did you just burp? I thought you did.
No.
I think you did.
I did not.
Okay.
I was about to say all the great stuff.
I thought I was going to go.
I didn't want to step on you, that's all.
So we are over here right now. We are getting ready to do another set of Nitto tires on these Motegi wheels. This is for the rally car, so we've got to get these things set up and get these replaced again because they are clearly shredded. So we'll have to do that as well.
Hey, Bub, one of the things I want to talk about, we did get the performance contracts yesterday from our entertainment attorney.
We did.
Joe Jansen.
Yep.
I did speak to all of the former 405 Street Outlaw boys, the small tire boys this morning, and everything is moving forward and aggressively heavy clip. Right off set with this, you guys can't see it, is what, Bub? What's sitting right there?
That's the gold car chilling
That's
over
the
there.
Gold car right there, staying inside, sitting on the padded floor, having a great time out there. Good morning to Brian Luftwaffe. I actually spoke to him this morning as well, and he says, good morning, beautiful people. Bub, this is the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports wheel and tire area right here. You are sponsored by American Racing, who is the parent company of many, many wheel manufacturers.
Yeah.
And Nitto Tire is your sponsor.
Yep.
What we have on display right here, Bub, are the actual rally car tires that were run at on the track this 2 weekends ago, where Gio was out there tearing it up. What's nice about this, Bub, is you can see that there's a wheel weight. You use adhesive wheel weights on very sophisticated equipment that I believe this, with all of the arms on this and everything, Bub, it allows you to mount up to 30-inch wheels.
Yeah, that's right, 30-inch wheels.
30-inch wheels, right?
Yeah.
Low profile as well, the whole nine yards. Part of what we can tell that, how do we know this is your work, Bub? Because the valve stem is directly in line with the center cap, is directly in line with the spoke.
Yep.
You keep everything in a very 12-6 position. Good morning to Bodie Bo. The vet has Nitto 19-inch radials. I think you and Bo are going to burn those radials off that thing.
Oh, shred them off of that thing, dude.
It's a good
and you know what's fun, too, is we can actually get on that vet from Nitto. So that thing's probably rocking like a 5.55, maybe an R.
What tire is coming out
of that thing, but I'll tell you what, man, if we throw a set of the NTO 5Rs on that car, if it's not already on there, or even an NTO 1, if we get that thing out on the road course, get a little road course stickiness to it, it'd be a lot of fun, dude.
The former 405 Outlaw Brian Tessner, also known on the show as AKA, also known as, for those of you who don't know what that means.
Is that what that means?
AKA means also known as.
I always write it because I know that it means another word.
Right?
But
also known as Goaty Bo. He and you are going to be here doing some fabrication here in the Woodward fabrication area. Behind us, we'll film a segment from that area, perhaps this week. You and Bo were on a long conversation this morning about the upcoming projects with the cars and some of the very special stuff you're going to be doing. He's a really good dude, man.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of stuff in the works right now, and it's just cranking it all out, man. It's 20-plus hours a day, and you got to just take the time and move slow and steady, because when you're working with big things like we are working with, you can't just rush it right to the finish line, and you miss all these other details, and before
That's
you know
it,
you got the roof falling in on you. You can't hold it up.
Especially from a contractual obligation and an administrative
side. Well, that and when you're working with the media, dude, there's a lot that you have to think about. It's a lot when you deal with...
it's exhausting.
When you're dealing with, let's say, an idea, for example.
Yes, an idea, as our lawyer said.
When you're dealing with, an idea, you have to put all of your key partners in place. That's step one.
Yeah.
Before you can even put step one in place, there is, a pre-step one. Of figuring out who those partners are going to be and what they're going to contribute. So in terms of ideas, let's say you have to talk about power adders, right? You want to go after a company as a primary power adder. You don't do 10 different ones.
No.
You can only choose one.
That's it.
So you have to figure out what the heck it is you're trying to do, how you're trying to incorporate that one power adder. Then you have to know that they're in your back pocket. Okay, I'm holding on to them. That's what I want to make this offer to. But now I need to go and see what we're going to need from them in terms of not only product, but also from a contractual standpoint, how to take it and take that next step so that it all does go hand in hand on this idea.
And you're right, Bob. It's just there are so many subchapters to each one chapter.
Even just one step.
That's exactly
so
right.
It's not just step one, pick up the phone and call some guy and say, hey, guess what? I need this. It's not that simple. It's a lot deeper than that. You've got to think product placement. You have to think everybody wants to know what they're getting for exposure.
Yep.
Even when you are doing something as basic as a set of Nitto tires for a weekend event, they want to see numbers. They want to see turnaround. They want to see what is going to benefit them. And that's all a step and a step and a step.
That's
and
right.
Every piece of it takes time. It doesn't just happen overnight.
And you have to figure out, how am I going to display the partner's tires?
That's right.
What do we put in the contract? Every time this happens, I have to sit down and write a new contract up. It's a lot of phone calls. Candace Watkins, good morning. Hey, hey, hey. Carson Kapp says what, bub?
Let's see. I've met Goaty Bo and Varley, two great guys.
One of the things,
awesome,
Carson, thank you. Where are you located, Carson, as well? I'd like to let Bo and the legend know where you are. One of the things that a lot of people don't know is that Bo basically grew up under the legend's tutelage, and that is how he has been the driver of the gold car for the last two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
They are very, very, very close. They're like a father and son team. And they work very, very closely together as a team.
Yeah.
So it keeps it very interesting. But in terms of wheels and tires, can you give me an example of one wheel and tire combination that you would not put a set of weights to?
Oh, I don't know.
And you do it anyways, but theoretically you're not supposed to. That's why this is a tough, tricky question.
Not supposed to put weights on?
Let's say they're not required. How's that? Because you do it anyways to ensure ride quality and the delivery of the product safely so that there's no tire shake and everything.
Oof, this is a struggle.
Yes, it is. I knew it'd be tough for you. Greg?
Trailer
tires. That's correct.
That's so basic.
Exactly.
But I still balance them out.
That's why I threw the question out, because...
Oh, that's a tricky one. You tricked me with my own trick question.
That's exactly right. The trailer tires, yes...
Bicycle tires.
Well, some get balanced.
Well, I was actually going to go back to early 1900s Ford Model A, sometimes Model T, with wooden spoke wheels.
Okay.
Factory 23s, you don't balance those suckers, right?
That's
you're just
correct.
Riding on wood.
That's correct. You don't.
I tell you what, that's pretty cool, though, when you're riding on wood like that.
That is. It's very, very cool. But what a lot of people don't know there are certain alignment marks on a wheel and tire combination so that when you use them, this particular tire, Bub, is only using even though it is part of the rally car, you will see you've got this mounted so perfectly and delicately. This saves money in expenses that are passed on to the customer in terms of wheel weights, and it also saves time. You're only using half an ounce. Each of these pieces, Bob, if I could show one here.
In the Mac box. There's black or there's silver, gold, whatever you want.
Each of these, ladies and gentlemen, represent, you can see how they fold here, each of these represents 0.25 or a quarter ounce and that's what you balance the wheels and tires with. Truck tires, if they're not done right, can get extremely heavy. Notice, though, that Bub has only got half an ounce on the rally car tires. How do you achieve such perfection with this equipment and your skill set?
So check it out. That's actually a pretty good question, because there are times out there where you see a lot of cars that have tons of wheel weights on them, and you almost ask yourself, like, wow, why is this rim bent? Why is there like a set of weights here? There's a set of weights here. There's a set of weights over here. Typically count every time you put on a set of weights, you're offsetting to a different balance point on the wheel until you get it trued out. Well, the way around that is to simply follow basics of tire mounting 101. And I had this discussion with Kyle, our marketing manager, the other day about a set of tires that he was having installed, and even they were wrong. Listen, if you cannot start with basics 101 of lining up that dot that is on that tire, those aren't for inventory purposes. Those aren't for looks. They aren't for counting how many tires are in a truck shipment. That is literally the one point on the tire that you want to line up with a specific spot on the rim. Typically, that dot lines up with that valve stem, and that is what gets the lowest weight versus your highest weight of both the rim and the tire. Those offsets sit together, so it takes less weight to achieve a perfect balance.
That's exactly what it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Too many people out there don't do that.
Now, when you use the, can you tell us, Bob, a little bit, the marking that you'll see on the side of a tire, what will it resemble or what will it look like?
So you can actually,
I don't know if you can see this one.
Okay.
Oh, I can turn this one back around for you. Right there.
So it's very slim, but you can't see it. So just above this valve stem at the 12 o'clock position, you'll actually see there's a dot sitting there. So that dot is actually, because this is a driver's side front wheel, that would be a yellow dot if this was pressed from Nitto tire. Let me show you the back side, because these are directional. Now if you look, that dot is in the exact same spot over here. So that's actually a silver marker on the other side, which faces out, so it's easy for us to line them up and install them.
And look at, ladies and gentlemen, how close the wheel weights are to those alignment points.
Hey,
this thing
smells good, dude, like sticky rubber.
It does, yeah, that was out on the track, wasn't it?
Some seriously sticky rubber.
Yeah, it does. So this is what, when you're taking your time and slowing your roll, all of the race cars, even the gold car, and every wheel and tire combination that you do, Bub, you balance that tire.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, you take your time, you do it right, especially on some of these, like, road course tires. You know, you're working with higher speeds. It's not like you're just running a quick pass and then you're done, where, you know, really you don't feel that kind of effect because you're moving so violent so fast. On something like this where you are doing a serious number of laps, you have sets of wheels and tires mounted and ready to go, you balance those things out so that they do perform at their optimum when you're out there on that track. And it's not a dangerous feeling when your car's sitting there shaking at 150 miles an hour because you didn't take the time to balance it out.
That's right. And especially in these small tire cars and our idea that we just signed for, you don't want that. You want to try to remove as much shake so that the driver has a true feedback of what that vehicle is doing.
Yep.
Take out that tire shake. Take out that wobble bug. You don't want it in the car.
Yeah.
You want the driver to be able to focus on getting down that track, because we've talked about it. One of the things I'd love to do is have Bo on the show live with us to tell everybody what it's like. You know what it's like. I haven't experienced it so much. But you start pushing about 4 G's in that seat, which is four times your weight, as soon as that light turns and you're gone down the road.
Yep.
And it literally, the drivers call it knocking themselves silly, because their heads hit with such a velocity, even with the helmets, the brain hits the back of the head, the skull, and it knocks them unconscious for a second, and they've got to be very quick about getting back on their feet, getting on their wits, or somebody's going to get killed in that car going down the track.
That's right.
The faster these cars get, and they're getting faster and faster and faster with technology.
I mean, there was a time where 8 seconds in a quarter mile was extremely fast.
Yes.
And that is far surpassing today's world. There are street cars producing 10-second, you know, quarter-mile times that are mass production off the showroom floor. There are cars that bump easily into the 8-second mark on just basic street wheels and tires that just have, you know, twin-turbo upgrades that are laying down 800 horse. It doesn't have to be a high number as long as you can plant that power and get it down the line straight and quick.
And that's what you have to do, is help set it up so that the driver doesn't lose. And that's what you build into these cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys are getting knocked unconscious for even a half a second, three quarters of a second. You wake up at those speeds, Bub. Your 0 to 60 time is what? One less than a second?
Yeah, pretty much.
And you're there that quickly. And you don't want these drivers feeling that impact, and you minimize that as best you can.
Yep.
And it comes down to small things like wheel and tire combinations, Bub.
Yeah, you gotta mount and balance them properly. You gotta make sure your tire pressures are set right, man. Everything from street tires to, you know, everyday driving, all of this stuff comes into consideration when you're working with basics of, you know, just like we talked about, mounting and balancing basics of, you know, where to put that indicator on the tire, that high spot, where you're going to put that thing. Also, what you're going to run for tire pressure. Some people run off of the door placard if it's on a modern car. Sometimes people will literally take it as far deep into getting weigh scales to figure out what their car weighs versus a calculation of what the tire's max pressure could be, 44, 51, whatever that may be at a certain load range. People will take the step all the way deeper and deeper and deeper until they get that exact measurement, that precise amount, and then they have a perfect riding platform all the way across the board.
Here's a question that often comes through on our sales account, Bob. People want to know, for example, if you're running off the door placard, okay, mm-hmm. if you change your wheel and tire combination, for example, on our S-Class Benzo, we're running an Asante Black Label wheel mm-hmm. with a, what wheel is that? That's a Nitto.
No, that's rocking on a set of Pirellis, actually.
On a set of Pirellis.
I ran Pirellis, actually, because that's what that S-Class came with factory. So when you can try to keep them close to stock, you can.
And it doesn't lose that ride quality.
Right.
It is a much thinner tire, mm-hmm. so not as wide a tire here in this area, okay?
Yeah.
But it is a thinner tire. So now you're saying that the sidewall is going to say something different than
like 51, for example.
Okay, so it says, so now how does the car know, or how do you get around the fact that the car is now seeing a different pressure than what that placard is programmed
for?
So
typically when you're dealing with, like, today's world, you're dealing with TPMS systems, which are tire pressure monitoring systems. When you're dealing with those systems, they are preset from the factory where there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of hours and time and research in figuring out what that best tire pressure is for all around driving. You have to think these cars are sold everywhere to anyone, to any make, to any model, to
so
any
snow,
everything.
Flat,
has to be a
sun,
multifunction all pressure. So a lot of today's cars really are in that, like, 28, as low as like 28. Some of the new Ferraris are like 27 pounds in the front. Even on a rating of a Pirelli 51, they're still like the 27 mark. Our Porsches, same thing. They're at 29, 32. So you've got all these different lower numbers, nowhere near what the tire pressure can truly handle, but it is because it has not only been tested from an R&D standpoint of a well-balanced, not only from a traction and handling standpoint, wet, dry, snow, also to a comfort standpoint. All of those pieces are factored into one, and they exactly identify what that pressure should be. That's when you look at like a tire placard inside of your door. Anything after 96 is going to have that tire placard, as well as like the OBD2 ports, same thing. Those are all after 96. You can see that placard. It'll tell you what the specs should be on virtually everything. Front tire set, rear tire set, spare tire set, if you have one. All of those things, you want to follow them if you're working with what should be on that car.
Now, what if, for example, Bob, especially in the higher-end exotics and European cars, you'll see it'll tell you, it'll show pictures and tell you which tire is, mm-hmm. or that all four tires, now that they're new and they're set at different pressures. How do you circumvent that or navigate around that problem, because it's programmed for something from the factory, yet now it's running a different tire pressure with a different wheel and tire combination?
So in some cars, that's very easy. Some of them, it's very sophisticated. Some you have to literally get inside the body control module to change and modify that parameter of what the car is looking for based on your new set of wheels and tires. You go from a factory 18, you throw on a set of 22, it's going to probably be two totally different pressures you're going to run. Not so much a 30 anymore. You might be up in that upper 40 range, might be 42, 44. Sure. You might have to just kind of, you know, figure out exactly where you're trying to lean again. But when you start getting into that stuff, some of the things will naturally reset themselves. Mopars, all of them reset by themselves. Drive, I think it's over 2 miles at 15 miles an hour, and resets, it's done. They figure out what the new pressures are, and it's a wrap. They live from there. They only identify if it's within like 6 pounds of each other.
Okay, yeah.
So you could have them all at 50 if you do a lifted Jeep. You set them all to 50. If one drops to 42, then it's going to throw on that tire light. Same thing if you're working with, for example, like a Mercedes-Benz. Let's go Mercedes-Benz. Those cars, very nice in the fact that you can actually let them learn, and BMWs, you can let them learn what your new pressure is going to be. You can select, basically reset this value as your new value. So maybe your tires were originally 30 according to your door, 31, 33. I think the Benz was like 33 ranges. If you're in that 33 range, but your new Pirellis, your new Nittos, those things are rocking like a set of, you know, 51 max, you want to bring them up in that 40 range, especially riding on something a little more low profile, bring them up to that 40 range. You can literally go into your menu and you can select as use new values as your tire pressure monitor system when cold.
And I'm gonna let you set it properly
right.
for that. Bob, one of the things I wanna show everybody here, if I can, is this tool here.
Oh yeah, that's a Smart Sensor Plus Pro, bro.
Let's talk about this tool here. This is called the Smart Sensor 2. It's one of the tools you use in your mounting and balancing procedures.
Uh-huh.
It comes in a nice case just like this, Bob. And this is the tool physically itself. The tool looks much like this. You can see there is an LED display on the front of the tool, and it has a keypad. Mm-hmm. Bob, can you tell us a little bit about what this tool does and why it's so important for you to have it?
So this thing is very multi-purpose. It does a lot of things. You can, primary reason for this is typically when you are doing a mountain balance install on a vehicle that requires tire pressure monitors and you don't have the originals. Maybe somebody in the previous year swapped out the wheels and tires and then you're left with a car that just had black short valve stems in it, chrome bolt ends, whatever. You're working with something that needs monitors installed. You don't have the factories. Maybe you just want to buy the aftermarket ones. Aftermarket work just as good as the factories do. In any case, doesn't matter, Maserati, Bentley, Ferrari, Lamborghini, Chevrolet, Mopar, does not matter. Aftermarket 315 and the 405 hertz sensors work just as well. That's all you've got out there for options. You can literally buy these things universal, very cheap, 30, 40 bucks. Buy the sensor, you can stick them into this upper slot here, they clip in, and you can go through this menu and literally select the year, make, model, vehicle that you have, say a 2010 Dodge Challenger. You can go through, you can select 2010 Dodge Challenger. This machine will flash the magnetic interface inside of that sensor to read and communicate with a body control module of a, let's say, 2010 to 2016 Dodge Challenger, and then you just put them on the car, and then you can go through and simply relearn the process using this and the factory body control module relearn process to go around and monitor both left front, right rear, left rear, as you go around that car in a clockwise rotation, and then every sensor will be set.
And so this actually programs it for you.
Exactly. That's a way of summing it up. It programs the tire pressure monitor.
That's exactly right. Good morning to the Rhino himself out there. Ladies and gentlemen, he does drive the Chevrolet or GMC white pickup from the former 405 Street Outlaws show, Ron Gibney. We also know Ron as the White Rhino, Bob.
That's it.
And good morning to Anthony Matos out there. Anthony is the legend, Wayne Varley's son, himself an amazing driver, Bob.
Yep.
So, Bob, that's a quick overview here on just kind of the wheel and tire setup and where you spend some of your wheels and tires. This afternoon, I'll be on the phone with Phil Heck from Woodward Fabrication as we make a huge overhaul in the fabrication side of the fabrication portion of the business here. We have a whole, what is that, a 50-foot wall that's dedicated just to the fabrication?
Yeah, we've got a 54-foot section in the shop, 54 by 12, and 54 by like 15, I think.
Yeah.
That's just all sheet metal, aluminum working, drill presses, everything you can imagine. I mean, shot peens, English wheels, everything you can imagine to just everything, do whatever the heck it is you want. If you can't figure it out in here, you just got to stop trying to fabricate.
Exhaust tubing benders, mandrel and non-mandrel. I mean, you've got the whole nine yards in here. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy. So we're going to be adding some more tools in here, Bob, as well as we get ready for the upcoming drop of
our idea.
Of ideas. That's all you guys need to know, right?
That's it.
So, Bob, thank you for taking us through this wheel and tire a little bit here. This is, you're actually leaning on the balancing equipment, and this is your tire mounting equipment.
Yep.
Here. You invest, of course, in the latest in technologies and tools so that your balances and all of your work comes out top shelf.
That's it.
Correct?
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, until tomorrow, Bob.
Keep on doing it Bubba style.
This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Please make sure you shop all of our online apparel and parts and accessories for your ride. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the Moose is Loose, down in Abacoa. The beautiful Robin and Layla got it going. MS Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Ladies and gentlemen, and finally, Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event. It will be Sunday, January 21st, this upcoming month, and it's going to be absolutely amazing. And you will be meeting some of the former 405 Street Outlaw boys out there with us in a special meet and greet. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. Please don't miss that. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive way today. Open the doors for somebody who's got their hands full, packages, something like that, especially an elder, man. You know, if somebody's got holes in the bottom of your shoes, outside of the ones that the ladies' man, Diesel, right here, who's off today, eats every day on a common basis for me, you know, give them a pair of your shoes. In fact, make a joke of it. Give somebody a pair of your high heels if it'll fit their feet. You know, there are people like that out there. We've had those conversations. And if somebody's hungry, ladies and gentlemen, please, Sitco, 7-Eleven. You know, everything's right here, right around the corner. $5, that's your Starbucks cup of coffee. Feed somebody if they're hungry. Until tomorrow, people, let's just keep on doing it Bubba style. Let's put this back over here where it belongs. I'm hungry. It's time to get some lunch, guys.